Okay, we'll say, so today's the last day of the Zman of this man of Zmanim Zman. Okay? We thank everyone for coming, and it was a nice self-contained limud. I'm sure there's more to say, but, you know, there's more to say on everything. Today's the last topic that we're going to talk about is the aspect of Tumas Kohanim. In other words, say a classic Shiloh, a woman is pregnant, her husband's a Kohen, could the woman go into a Ol Hames? Could go to a cemetery, a Levaya, etc.? So that's a Shiloh that's discussed in the Poskim. As I told you, and we'll see today, most of the Shilohs that I get are people who are not wives of Kohanim, and yet they still are asking. And this is what I'm thinking. You can't imagine how common this question is, even though Chora it's not a real Shiloh, and we have to see where it even comes from. But just because that's the most popular thing people are asking doesn't mean that that's the, you know, most halachic discussion. It's just somehow people have this notion. The parsha of Tumas Kohanim, as we know, parsha Zemar, Vayom Hashem Moshe Elmar Al Kohanim Bnei Aaron V'Amar Delem V'Nefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amav. So there's an Isser to Metame Lemes. Okay, so the second page, third page here, is from the Sefer Rokeach, page 3, from Elazar Migermaiza. For some reason I forgot to put the arrow, so you'll look along and you'll see on page 3, keep going down from the top, the first word on the line is HaKohen. HaKohen. So in the middle of that line, it says, Eishes Kohen Muberes. If a woman is an Eishes Kohen, she's pregnant. Muteres Likones Ba'ol Hames. She can go into a Ol Hames, a cemetery, a Levaya, etc. The Sveik Sveikahu. Because it's a Sveik Sveika. The Shema Nefilu. Because maybe it's a Nefil, and if it's a Nefil, then it's not really a person. It's not going to be a viable human being. And even if it is a viable human being, Shema Nekevahi. Maybe it's a girl, and the girl doesn't have too much going on him. So that is the famous sock of the Rokeach. So, if you take a look for a second, this Rokeach is quoted in the Nosei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch in two different places. If you look on page 8, Shin Ayin Aleph, where the Mechaber Sif Aleph begins by saying, Osu v'kohen likanes tachos oel shehemes tachtov. Right, a kohen can't go into the same oel of a mace. They always have questions about this building. You know, when they, a lot of times they have levayas in the old days in the Lamport or in the old Beis Medrash, and the question about this section of the building, because you know, there's a whole dormitory here and a whole thing. It's a complicated building because it's connected in different places, whether you could shut certain doors, it's a whole discussion. You know, Rav Shechter is not into having people being brought into the basement anyway, but others don't, you know, have a different opinion about that. So it becomes complex. But that's a separate question. So the Shach in Sifkat Na'al says, Kosov HaRokeach, Eishes Kohen Muberes Mutar Zekon Es Lo'ol Hames, Sveik Sveiku. So the Shach quotes this Rokeach. So it's quoted in the Shach in Hilchos Aveilus. Good. Now, in Orachayim, in Simen Shin Mem Gimel, there is a Simen Shulchan Aruch called Dine Katan B'Shabbos. And it's all about, you know, what's the story if your son is doing malacha. I'm talking about, he's a katan and he's doing malacha, do you have to stop him? All those shilas. So amongst this discussion, they talk about other areas of halacha other than Hilchos Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham in Sifkat Beis, here quoted on page 10, also quotes this this rokeach. He says, "Mikomakom kasev hashach b'shem rokeach, deishes kol mubers b'tez b'kasev balls on meis the sfeik sfeikahu." Shemuhu nekeva, shemuhu nefu. So that's the rokeach. So the Magen Avraham asked the kasha of Tzarchiyun, "The v'lav hachi mutter, the tara blua einu metama." Kidi Isa, the Mishnah, hey, perik zayin de olas u'chulim. Hey, posak a Rambam, posak tuma sebeis lokar Rabbi Akiva. So we have a halacha that's quoted in Mishnayos about the status of a something that's inside something else, something that's inside the uterus. Is it matame or not? Meaning, say you have something that's tahor inside. You have a marble, you swallowed a marble, and then you went to a cemetery, and then you vomited it up, so is the marble tummy or not? Because so would we say that it's tara balua? It's something that's tara that's balua. So maybe the something that's tara that's balua is not nitma, or what if the tumma is inside the rechem? Like if you have a dead fetus inside the rechem. Sometimes it happens. You have a miscarriage. Like someone was telling me a situation where their wife had a dead uber inside of her, and then they were going to go to somebody's house who was a kohen, whether there was a problem. Someone was telling me about that. So if you assume that based on these Mishnayos that there's no tuma blua or tara blua, that means if something's balua, if it's the dover tahor, it won't be mekabel tuma, and if it's the dover tumah, it won't give off tuma because it's balua. So then, what do you need this whole sfeik sfeika for? What do you need the whole sfeik sfeika to say that even if we wouldn't have a sfeik sfeika, like someone asked me, you know, today we have ultrasound, you know, you can tell whether it's a boy or a girl. So someone asked me, so then you might not have the sfeik sfeika. Now that'll be awesome, but the Magen Avraham says no, even without the sfeik sfeika, it should still be mutter, because tara blua ain't a matama. Mishnah Perkei, Kei Pasach Rambam, the Lok Rabbi Akiva. But he says the Lok Rabbi Akiva. So maybe the simple answer is that this is, in other words, if Rabbi Akiva is arguing on this halach of Tuma Blua, so then this would take care even though even Rabbi Akiva. We don't pass it like that way, so what do we...
Like, we say that this couple can't go to the
coin
task
and push
the bathroom
because they're not going to
be
right. No. Right. You mean
saying
we don't pass it like that, right?
The
Balua is mufka. If the tumma is Balua, it doesn't give off the tumma. If the tara is Balua, it doesn't mekabel tumma from this. So if that's the case, so then what do you need a rokeach for? That's the question.
The whole assumption here is that if it's a zachar, then there'd be an iser for the tamei.
Right.
So, like, just putting this in the perspective of like all So, are we saying that it's a nefesh who is chayiv in mitzvahs and chayiv
right.
in
yeah.
Not just.
Right, right. So many years ago, I was in Harnof. I was visiting with Rav Abadi, used to live in Harnof. I went to visit him, and somehow we started talking about this sugya. So he said he doesn't understand the whole. He said what you said. He says, I don't understand the whole thing with L'maisa. It's not really a nefesh. So I said, well, what about Rav Moshe? So then he said, well, that's because Al Shem Ha'asid. I mean, I don't know if that's what Rav Moshe really held, but okay, but that's what he said. And it's really because, like Rav Unterman says that, you know, since it's going to be a nefesh, so we consider it like a nefesh now, but that could be not necessarily for Tumas Kohanim. But Tumas Kohanim is totally right now. For Ritzicha, you're taking something that could be a nefesh and you're stopping it, so that could be, you know, in other words.
Why for that halakha? Do you based on the answer?
No, because you're dealing, because when you kill somebody, you're dealing with the asid. You're stopping the asid. When you metame l'meis, it's only b'asher husham. So if the l'meis he's not a real human being yet, then he's not.
Why are you dealing with the asid when you kill
him? Well, because that's what you're doing. When you kill somebody, you're stopping that.
Right, but
so when you kill
someone, you're metame him for later also.
No, because right now, in other words, the din of the Tumas Kohanim is not the state of being tummy. It's that he's mitma now. To do that maisa of matami is the right. But he's saying that since the person is, in other words, the tumor, the fact that the tumor could still linger on if you don't have a paraduma, is not going to make a difference. The gabi the iser, but the gabi but
the.
Right, so the same thing. So that's what he thought. He thought that the Gabi Ritzicha, it could still be a problem because all shame are asid, and the Gabi Tumah, you deal now, and now it's not a person. So he thought this whole discussion is maybe not necessary. Obviously, the poskim, you know, didn't have to say like him, but that was what he said to me way back.
I guess saying it differently, do you see that the rokeach and shach and roin avron held that
it isn't
it?
Right.
Well,
right.
Let's phrase it out.
Right.
But let's know, you know, film, in that case of let's say of the mother and dead fetus going to the front house, what would the issue be?
Matame is going to be right. More of a marta lahazir agdolim alaktan.
I mean, the iser is on.
Or you can't be matame the safina biadayim. There is surim that you can't.
Yeah.
You can't give your kid tray food, even though if he's eating tray food, there's a question whether you have to be mafishim. You know, there's a mitzvah mafish, a mitzvah mechila, different things.
You're exposing the Kohen to the possible Tumah.
If you're bringing a mace into the Kohen's house, so then.
His kasha wasn't even fundamental kasha of Lahadam.
Right. In other words, they're all assuming that there's what the Befalpa, all that, and the Befalpa. But Rav Abadi said to me, he thought he threw away the whole thing. Okay, right. So he's saying against the, but this is what he thought, and that was. And then I responded, what about Rav Moshe? And then he said this thing. Okay, could be Rav Moshe would have said something else, but this is what he was saying.
Right, but I'm asking how the fact.
Yeah. Okay. So the question is, so what is the so what's the answer to this question? What is the simple answer to this question? Of why does the Rokeach need this fake Sveika if you have, unless you say that the Rokeach paskins differently, and but then the Shach shouldn't quote him. You know, so what, how do you deal with this? That is the question that that we have to deal with.
The thing we learned last time that, again, this is at least for Gabi a different than the Tzvila, but we learned that, and we said there's no Chatzitza, you don't see the mother as a Chatzitza
for
Gabi Tzvila, so why can't we just say the same story here? We don't view it as Chatzitza going out also.
And therefore what?
And therefore, the mother is going to be considered a Chatzitza, probably the, it shouldn't be considered to a mother.
Again, not that I'm wrong.
Meaning, Heiner Revise, why can't we use Heiner Revise for Gabi? We
use
it,
but we don't.
What do you mean we don't? How do you know we don't?
Because that's the din of Tumah Blua.
But maybe Tumah Blua is only when it's not Heiner Revise. Salavar.
Yeah, but the case of the cases of Tumah Blua,
our
cases are Uber. Yeah. Yes, somebody practical. Everything's in the clay. Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's right. So there are some achronim. I don't know if I put it. Yeah. So there are some achronim. I don't know. To me, I feel that the simple pshat is that in achronami, but he's just saying. An added thing, another reason, like not a whole, you know. Some would say the some achronim. I don't know if it's on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. I know I Zirik's the new Shulchan Aruch that it's talking about, like when he's in the ninth month, when there's a chashash that it Taka could come out now. But that's not the Pashup Shad either. So I don't know.
I hit the shadow, it was a dot. And that's where Rav Moshe says, well, they're going to say, like, you know, look, it's a person, so it's killing.
Right.
And Buzz is not talking about it. So I'm going to say, we're Nefesh. I thought we said Rav.
Right.
So, okay, so if a Nefesh has to be a host, meaning Tomei applies to a person, I'll come in regards to its Nefesh.
Yeah. So you're saying that it's not a person?
It's not a person, but that's not right. Because we're talking about the Nefesh.
Yeah.
And that is going to be the problem.
Right, so then what do you need to...
So then I do need this whole Svara of the Rokeach.
Why?
Because the Svara of the Rokeach is giving me a sake of... So, am I being Tame? This Nefesh is inside me, and you won't be saying. No, because we have a sake
Right. Well, so, one second. So, but if you look in the Magen Avraham itself... Well, if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, where is it? Yeah, on page 8. And Shin Ayin Aleph, so he quotes the Rokeach, then he quotes the Magen Avraham's Kasha. And then he says, Ayin Tshuva's Radvaz. Here it is, third line in the Pesachei Tshuva, page 8. Shekarvu yomel aledes v'yesh lochol shem yotzi havlad rosho v'nimtzo shuki yolaveinu tara blua shekachos afiuhachi lo chashina dakati yikas sveik sveika. You don't have... So that's a technical teretz that we're dafka talking about when it's korbi yomel aledes, and therefore we're afraid. Are you allowed to put yourself into that situation where maybe he'll stick out his head? So he says. So therefore, and there won't be tara blue anymore. But he says, but lemaisa. So therefore, the Sfek Sfeika says that you don't have to worry about it. You can put yourself into that situation, and you could you don't have to worry. And even if it happens, you still have the odds that you'll be okay. But it's an ukimta, you know. It's an ukimta in the okay. So I don't know. To me, I don't know. I just feel that. Okay, he's saying a teretz. You know, he say this. You know, maybe he's saying a teretz of the Kulei Alma. That even if he's quoting to Rabbi Akiva, why did the Shach quote it? Because the Rokeach wrote it down, so he quoted it. You know, but you know, like so the sheet is not all like from Tara Balua. So this will include everything. However, we're not up to that yet. Okay. So, Rav Shechter is very, has his mahal. He gave this shiur many years ago. I was still in college at the time. This goes back like Tufshin Mem Hei, I think. Tufshin Mem Hei. So what happened to Tufshin Mem Hei? The Tufshin Mem Hei, they decided one day that it's about time we honor Mr. Marcus Katz, the benefactor from Mexico, who gave the money for the Marcus and Adina Katz Kol. One of my talmidim married his granddaughter. So I was in college, so I decided I'm going to take off that day. You know, I want to hear all the shiur, especially Rav Steinwurzel was coming. Rav Steinwurzel was a Golan Olam who lived near my parents in Brooklyn. Unfortunately, he was nifter relatively young, late 50s, early 60s. He was a Golan Olam, and he was the Rosh Shiva of Babov. And Marcus Katz also gave a lot of money to Babov, so if they're honoring Marcus Katz, so all the people that our Nene from Marcus Katz. Marcus Katz also gave a little bit of money to Gush, I think. Different things. So it was a Marcus Katz day. Ammunition. So they decided that day, they're going to have shiurim all about kahuna. All about kahuna. And on, yeah, Katz. In honor of Marcus Katz. So Rav Steinwurzel gave a shiur, Rav Shechter gave a shiur, Sachs was the kolon, he gave a shiur. If you want to see all the shiurim, Ayin Beis Yitzchak, Tavshin Mem Hei, there's a special section of the Kahuna section of that Beis Yitzchak, and you'll see all the shiurim that were given that day. So Rabbi Shechter gave a shiur about Tumas Kohanim. They started off by saying, you know, it's a question, how did Marcus Katz even get here? Because he's going in a plane, it's flying over over the... So he says over a yisod that he likes. I find this yisod very difficult. And then I was happy when I saw another Talmud Chacham who also, I mean, I'm not comparing myself to the other Talmud Chacham, but who also, but the yisod comes from, you know, Gedolei Achronim. But I don't know, still, I was still bothered by this yisod. The yisod that Rabbi Shechter likes to quote is in the Achiezer and in the Kovetz Shiur. And that is the page 13. So if you look at the end of Os Hay, so he makes, So, you know, there's a din that you're not supposed to go into a oil of a goses because he might die. So he wants to say, Rav Chaim Oizer, the Shechter makes it into a whole big yisod, that the Isser of Tumas Kohanim is not to be nitmut to the mace, it's to his karvus l'mace. So if you're in the same oil of the mace, even though you're balua, but that still is his karvus. And if you go into a mace and the Uber's inside, so even though technically he's not nitma, but it's still his kai. He says nira the zeli shitas rokeach. The ages come muberes mutar onzvav. Lufanos mal mois mitamus tvek sveger. Shemahu nefil in a cave. Magadav tava la da tara blua kaimel and dayin matama. We mentioned chazal shishad avbius ul nitma mkol mokam yisul lichnos bohol ames. Matirak mishum sveik sveika. Al yeshlom demesu Moshach b'uber chiyin chlal tzarech lomid had asur m'uberes lichnos mishum de mitame yis ha-kohen posh kosev ha-rambam zeh shlom adavki b'mitame v'kevin the tumah b'lua halonit m'klal Moshach lomid shom mishum mitame. So he says z'yafinu l'haziyya v'emes eidvar b'churachim the issues of. So he says that with this idea that it's a din of his carvus lemeis, so that would answer this question. So that's what he says, that's the sheet of the rokeach, why you have to come on to sfeik sfeika. One second. Yeah, so we'll take a look one second, maybe you'll see it clearer in the Rebbe Chanan on page 14.
Right.
Page 14. In case of Shalomar, the Tarblua in a Matame, in a Tamishum, Shaina Ball Mois, or Afakam Shubal Mois, because there's a Melchi Shaina Nitma. In other words, you can't be in the oil Hames. So even though you're not Nitma, in other words, he wants to say Chiddush, that it's not a din in Tumah, it's a din in you're in the same proximity. And that's. And
there's an Easter to do with
Gaulus of Tumah. So, and Rav Shechter was very into this Yisod. I never was happy with this Yisod. But then I was excited about something I'll show you in a second. Well, So you could say Goseis is just a chashash. Right. So look how he writes Rav Shechter on page 15. And then he writes on the footnote, "Fiza yesh la'ayin ladina beishes kol muberish amru la'rofim shugar meisa uber." On the bottom, el she'enim rotziu, v'dayim ad lachas man. No problem. This whole yisod, I find to be very.
Is uber
Nitma. Yeah, so that's what he's saying. Ghost face, next page. Say he left the oil of Goseis and he's still alive. Obviously, it goes to his own in Lomas.
But he came in and he went out before the guy died.
Right. So he wants to claim that he's still a sir. We have also lost Carl Misha Omid Lomas. I'm going to go to Kai. Okay. That's what he says. Oh. So then the Sefer came out. Shomer Mitzvah. Meirish Bebira. By Rav Shmaryahu Shulman. Rav Shmaryahu Shulman is a big goon. He was a stockbroker by profession. He was a big goon. One of the big, he learned in Eretz Yisrael. He's an older man. Now he's a man in his 90s. He lives now in Brooklyn. His son is the rabbi of the Talmud Torah, Flapish. He's a journalist. His son. He spent a Shabbos here. They decided he should come here for a Shabbos. So you should know. I'll tell you how great he is, just to understand. The father. I'm not saying the son is not, but the father. When the Igros Moshe was written, so Moshe came out with the Igros Moshe, and everyone saw it. So then he published Chelek Beis. The beginning of Chelek Beis is all dedicated to Rav Shmaryahu Shulman's Hasagas on Chelek Aleph. So that's how it begins. So it's all Rabbi Shulman's questions that he had on Chelek Aleph, Rav Moshe addresses. And then we can go on with the new truths. So just to show you, so in the middle of the Sefer, he published a letter that he wrote to Rabbi Shechter about, this is the Beis Yitzchak. This thing that Rav Shechter published here in the Sefer originally was an article in the Beis Yitzchak, Tavshin Mem Hei, because Tavshin Mem Hei was the year that Marcus Katz came, so that's why that Beis Yitzchak of that year had all those shiurim that were given that day. So he says that, so he likes the Eliyahu Rabbah. He writes, She'ishuk v'abachodesh ha'tshi. He likes that teretz. Even though I'm not so crazy about that teretz either. Because, but he says, And this, when I saw this, because for years I was troubled by this teretz. And so when I saw it on page 18, where Shulman writes, two lines, it says it all. אבל מכל מקום אני הזדהיתי כושל אחד יש אישר כזה והכוסף צובח בנפש לא יתאמה בעמב. It's hard to say that this new halacha, if the Torah is screaming, "Manevish lo yitama," that it's a din in tuma. It's not some other, you know. So I was very, you know, whatever. And you look at the article; he uses that. To answer other questions, Rabbi Schechter, about the air, you know, what do we say? The tomb is all on the rakia. So where does the rakia go? Maybe rakia is only to the clouds. Maybe the planes. You know, it would be. He has a whole thing there. Rabbi Schechter discusses that about the, you know, how far is it just to the clouds or whatever. So that's his yisod. So he's very into it. I'm not as so into it, but. So then I was very excited when Rabbi Shulman came out with this sefer, and then he published this letter. But to me, I'm not so happy with the Eliyahu Rabba either. But I just think, you know, that he gave Od Yesh Lomar, like you said, every little bit. You know, okay, you know, and not to have to make a whole big yisod and the whole thing where he said this and as a diak against a geshefte. Okay, so the last thing that I now want to address the other question. What if the woman is not married to a Kohen? The question that I get all the time. That's how I find out. How do I find out half the world is pregnant? They call me about fasting on Tainus, and then they call me, God forbid, and somebody have to go to Levaya, and they say, you know. And you know, it's like somehow they heard that there's some spooky Indian in what it is. So in my Hilchos Avel Shirim, I have a tshuva there from the Mishnas Yitzchak, where he gives a whole mahalach. But I was speaking to my friend Rav Moshe Shapiro in the library. He said I should look at it. And there's a sefer called Shmiras Hagufa HaNefesh. Shmiras Hagufa HaNefesh is written by one of my friend's brother-in-laws. Of Jeffrey Geitzel's brother-in-law, his wife's brother. They grew up in Chicago and they live now in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a book called Shmiras Hagufa HaNefesh. And basically what he does is he goes through all these meta-halachas that people are, you know, you shouldn't drink this and you shouldn't do that, and what's the makor for this and all these things. So Moshe Shapiro said, I should look there to see what he says. So sure enough, he discusses it, and he tells you to look in the Shevet HaMusar, Eliyahu HaKohen Mitoshavei Kalkolosh Izmir. And so he says, he has a thing here. He writes like this, on page 21. He says, Gam tiye miseres ha'isha b'mei bura b'inyan ha'macholim. A woman should be very careful about what she eats during a pregnancy. They also say Shemacholim are roim mazik lavlad. Shemachol ram betapesh layelit. Shekol ma sheima ocheles avlad toim. Kemomer zav gam avlad misavek ifi machalo. Masa also malchus ayachir shehaisa ocheles esrogim bimei ibura. Tiyal debas shehaisa mericha reich esrog. Yeah, right. The east of the Whereas you wanna be in Makom Shel Tumah, Makom Sheish Amreich Ra. V'ishav Vlad Notzak Yifira Osei Neha. Whereas the Vlad is being mushba by whatever the mother is being exposed to. V'uvdu Dehi Malkas Yechir Shal Olda Ben Kushi Al Shaisa Mechada Mishkova Tzura Kushis. And also have like fiat tzur shorosa b'osho shah. These are the medrash. Gavur v'seino. So it's by mishkachim ha'talmud.
kind of like when Yaakov put out this family sticks.
Yeah. Yeah. Kedisa Pemedrish. I remember I was saying I saw the Rebbe Shachach in HaTalmud. Zechad mehem ha'over b'mkomos b'reich ra. Va'isha ha'overes b'meimur b'mkomos elu. So if you're in places that have, you know, some type of reich ra, tumma, you know, it might have a negative hashpa on the vlad.
Is this actually the bar for this? You saw it earlier?
I told you the Michas Yitzchak has other mahalak, but this is probably more pashtus of this. Yeah, so I gave you the shar blot here. I gave you the shar blot. If you want to look up in your phone, I'm a Shevet HaMusar. What year was? You know. And therefore, elotation mimura b'mkomis kedusha v'tara, right? What they can see us, right? There's a Gemara in Yerushalmi, Ashrei Yolatato, Rabbi Yeshua, his mother would bring the carriage into the stroller into the base measure. So even though the kid didn't know what was going on, but you know, and the Meshech Chachma points out he was the one, Rabbi Yeshua was the one who said in Chagiga that for Hakel, he bring the little Ketanim because he was a beneficiary of that idea because his mother did that when he was you know, so the Meshech Chachma has that list he taught so. By Hakel, yeah. So the Meshech Chachma points out that one in the Yerushalmi, I think it was Rabbi Yeshua or whatever, that says that his mother brought it. So Altation Meimur becomes Kedusha Vatara Matik Nasios Madros, Tomidunas, Tomedi Chachomim, Chasidim, Anche Maisa, Tishma Deve Torah, even though the kid obviously doesn't know what's going on. Shadvar Nechnosib Ozil Miskadish Avlad Bekirba. Shadvar Nechnosib Kanka Makayu Tamash Avlad. So Mea Kolu Mavin. To Uvda Gabi Ozil Uber. So Lachsub. So this is the, probably the, yeah, then he quotes Yushalmi Yvamas. So this minute developed probably based on this type of idea. It's interesting, I discussed with Rabbi Bad, he was very into this minute. He's very into this minhag. I wouldn't have thought he would be into this minhag because it's really, you know, you see in halacha the only thing they were pilpling about was the kohen thing, and the poskim. But this is more kabbalistic or whatever, you know, tumah things like that. So I tell people, I don't know, that you know, if this husband's a kohen, so then there's what. You know, talk about that's the whole thing. But if it's not a Kohen, so it's a minhag. So I say, you know, if it's something that, like it's a close relative that you want to go, so to tell the person that they can't go, I don't do. You know, but if it's something that they need an excuse not to go to, and you know, there's not such a close end, it's not going to insult anyone, or whatever. So that you do have this this idea. But I remember when my wife was pregnant, we went to Eretz Yisrael the summer after we were married. My wife was pregnant, and we went to all the Kivrei Tzadikim. We went to Tveria.
Some of those are real. Some of those are very real.
We took. We took this bus tour, and Rabbi Shimon Eider was going to the same place, but he was taken by car, and he was going to the same place as we were going. I was going to Rebbe Yashiv, where he was in the live Baruch Hashem. That I wanted to see the whole court of Rebbe Yashiv, and then I saw Rabbi Haina, you know, I saw all the Rabbanim that were going in to speak to Rebbe Yashiv. It was a scene to see. like a Gibbous Day, Rabbi Eider, Rabbi Heinemann, there was a whole day. You know, and then you have these door slammers over there, you know. I didn't plan to speak to him, but we saw him come out, and I davened marv with him. Then I stayed for the first 5 minutes of the shiur. You know, he's a famous Horace Sefer that they have 20 volumes of from those shiurim. But my wife was waiting, so I just stayed for the 5 minutes, and then I heard him read a piece of Gemara from Ha'or v'Harotev, and then we went for dinner. But that's this thing. Okay, so just to conclude, Rabosai, we had these 15 shiurim, 16 packets, 15 shiurim, and in Yoni Uber. I didn't do a fetal reduction, I didn't do, because I never got a shiloh, the fetal reduction. In other words, you have some triplets, and then you have to decide, and one of them, you know. So Rabbi Lazdun was one of the librarians here. He worked in Feldheim, and then he worked in the fifth floor of the library. So his son is one of the sofrim here in the neighborhood who needs a refuah.
The redhead guy.
He's a refuah. So he has a brother who writes. He's a genius, his brother, Avi Lazdun. So they've been giving out pamphlets of his kuntres on fetal reduction. And Rabbi Hoffman, the Rebbe, the first grade Rebbe in Breuer, is their brother-in-law, Rabbi Lazdun's sister. So he was giving them out, and so they're around, the library got a copy, so officially it's going to be in the library. So, you know, so since I never had that shiloh, so the things that I spoke about are a lot of shilohs that I dealt with, not on my own, but so I finally wanted to sit down and really be ma'ayining, because usually people have these questions, you know, give shiurim these things, it's like a one shiur thing and then goodbye.
I recall correctly, someone to my surprise, Moshe was makeable.
Yeah, so that's what he discusses there, yeah. Right, so so of course there's always more to talk about, but these are, you know, like shilohs that came my way, and Hilchos Nida, and Hilchos Pidyon HaBen, and Hilchos abortion. You know, these things, I told you some of the stories on the recorder, not on the recorder, etc. These are real life stories that come up, and when, you know, it's a very interesting topic for the Beis Medrash, but when it comes in real life, it's a very heart-wrenching, and you're dealing with real people and real situations. It's a very, very difficult time. And no one should ever have to, you know, be confronted, but unfortunately that's the reality. These things do happen, and you know, as I told you, there's the Ramosha camp, and those people who hold that, Rabbi Pendler, Rabbi David Feinstein, Mam Sheikh Tat Masora, and then there's the Tzitz Eliezer camp, where, you know, Rabbi David Cohen is a firm believer that he was like very adamant when we had our last conversation about this, you know, halacha kamoso, you know, very, he was very firm with, you know, but like a certain lady said to me, it's good, because when you're dealing with this thing, you want to affirm, you don't want someone to say, you know, maybe this, maybe that, you know, you need a full thing, so you don't have any, you know, so whoever's getting, so, that's why I usually get Rav David Cohen to speak to the couple directly, so they could hear it from, you know, from him directly in cases like that. You know, look, this is a halacha shaila, and like I guess this halacha shaila is very significant. You know, it's life and death. It's not just this, but it's a very significant halacha, and you know, as Rabbi Tendler said to me, Rabbi Tendler was never known to be a big fan of the Tzitz Eliezer. So, And especially in America, when Rav Moshe was alive, so the Tzitz Eliezer, not the Karshmei, you know, in America. I tell you, I'm a person who hears about all Rabbanim and things like that. Before I went to Eretz Yisrael, the name Rav Eliashiv did not reach the shores of America till the later in the middle 80s or something like that. So Shlomo Zalman did because, you know, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes his Psakim, etc. But Rav Eliashiv, because Rav Moshe was in America, so they're not going to, they don't need to go to somebody else. So that was the end all be all, you know, especially like Rav Mordechai Tevel said, or a Shaila like of such a magnitude of abortion, you know, you need a Gadol Hador to paskin on such a Shaila. But now, you know, Rav Moshe is not with us, and so things evolve in different ways. And so there are different shitas. Rav Moshe was not the only shita on this matter. And even the Tzitz Eliezer says everything has to be done with Kovid Rosh, and you know, and really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give all the Rabbanim Siyata Deshmaya at the Paskin correctly, and they should give good health to all the mothers, that they shouldn't have to have such a situation. And I thank everyone for coming. It was a nice man together. We'll see each other hopefully like in May, June for whatever the next. I didn't decide yet, but this is something that was weighing on me for a long time, and the clincher was when the library this summer got that Sefer Torah Sa'ubar. I said, oh, and so now I have to really look into it. Okay, everyone should be gesund, everyone should be well, kol tov.